Video: Suspected terror attack at Israeli bus stop leaves 13 wounded. By Amy Furr on February 27, 2025. Officials said 13 people were injured during a car ramming attack at a bus stop in Israel on Thursday, the Jewish News Syndicate reported. The outlet said the suspected terrorist attack happened near the Krakur Junction, which is east of Caesarea. A 17-year-old girl was critically wounded. Eli Ben, director general of the Megan David Adam Emergency Response Group, said that paramedics treated casualties with injuries of varying degrees, including two seriously wounded people, the syndicate said. According to Israel police spokesperson Aryeh Doron, the driver hit the bus stop, then drove a few hundred meters, ramming into an officer in his vehicle. Video footage reportedly shows the moment the driver veered off the road and plowed into the bus stop, where people were waiting for the bus. Immediately afterwards, traffic is seen slowing down. More video appears to show the injured lying on the side of the road. Warning: graphic video. The suspect, identified as a 53-year-old Palestinian from Jenin, was killed by police shortly after the incident, a police spokesperson revealed, according to the Jewish Chronicle. The outlet also said the suspect reportedly had no criminal record and police say he had been residing in Israel without a permit while married to an Israeli citizen. According to the Jewish News Syndicate, the Hamas terrorist organization hailed the attack, saying in an official statement that the vehicular assault was a natural, heroic response to the brutal aggression and ongoing crimes committed by Jerusalem. The attack happened after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stopped the release of 602 Palestinian terrorists in return for Israeli hostages due to the dark ceremonies in which the terrorist group makes their hostages participate before their release, Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported on Monday. Israelis were shocked last week when Hamas performed a bizarre and grotesque celebration over four coffins purporting to contain the remains of Ofer Lifshitz, 84, and Shiri Bibas, 33. And her two children, Ariel, 5, and Kavir, 2, Polak wrote. Ultimately, Israel determined that one of the coffins did not even contain Shiri Bibas's body. The coffins were placed on a stage with a mural of Netanyahu as a vampire, and placards listing October 7 as the date of the hostages' arrest.